Eleanor Clift has been the Newsweek Washington, D.C. correspondent for over 20 years. And she has also been a regular on the TV chat show, The McLaughlin Group, or The McLaughlin Group, you know, depending if you're Scottish or Irish, I guess. But the bottom line here is they were talking about Benghazi and the White House and, you know, the Ben Rhodes investigation. They created a second set of talking points to augment the CIA talking points so they could invent the narrative of the spontaneous demonstration going out of control, which accounts for what went wrong. God forbid it should be a lack of pre-planning or good policy on the administration's part. Well, it was just all a spontaneous demonstration that went nuts. So anyway, Eleanor, you wonder why some people on the left aren't taking Benghazi seriously. I want you to listen to what Eleanor Clift says. You're going to hear Susan Federici in the background, along with Pat Buchanan. They can't quite believe what they are hearing. But it starts with her saying that Ambassador Chris Stevens, one of the four Americans who died that night, wasn't really murdered. Take a listen.
Every media organization has investigated this to death. This animates the right wing of the Republican Party. And I would like to point out that Ambassador Stevens was not murdered. He died of smoke inhalation in the safe room in that CIA installation.
I don't think that's a fact,
Eleanor. I think that is
no. I think I've heard a drastically different story from people who are also in the know about that. So I don't think it was a terrorist attack,
Eleanor. He was murdered in a terrorist attack.
It was an opportunistic terrorist attack that grew out of that video.
She's still talking about the video. She is still sticking with the Susan Rice version. This is a journalist who's been in the Capitol for a generation, someone who you would think follows the news on a regular basis, and Eleanor Clift is still blaming the Benghazi attack, which happened to coincide with a terrible incident of smoke inhalation, which cost the ambassador his life, but it wasn't a murder. She's still blaming it on a quote, opportunistic attack arising out of the video. You talk about some people being slow learners. Let us continue.
There were demonstrations across the world because of that.
Not in Benghazi. There was no video related to it at all.
Still opportunistic, and it's still a CIA. And if you're going to put people on trial, we should put David Petraeus on trial, Hillary Clinton.
Who's in charge of fortification and security at our consulates and diplomatic posts and embassies around the world? It's the State Department. It's not the CIA. And what the CIA is responsible for the safe house that was about 3/4 of a mile away. And that's where two of the Americans came to the aid of the people under siege at the consulate. That's where they came from, including Sean Smith, and engaged the enemy in the firefight. They probably saved 30 lives. But just in case you're wondering, you know, are those people, D.C., do they not see things the way I do? Because they're just a little bit more knowledgeable, they're in the know more than I am. No, this woman is completely dense as a fence post, but you can also tell she doesn't want to know. So it's still in the eyes of a longtime correspondent for Newsweek and 20-25 year talk show regular Eleanor Clift, Benghazi is just a Republican scaremonger, a Republican attempt to make something out of nothing, because the ambassador wasn't even murdered. He died of smoke inhalation, and it was an opportunistic demonstration based on a video. She's still saying this. It just doesn't get much more clueless than that. And, of course, to those of you who are following the issue closely, and if you listen to the show regularly, you have been, because we've been giving you all the information. There are three component parts to this. The first is the consulate staff had requested over and over again security. It was, the requests were denied. The Brits pulled out of Benghazi, too dangerous here. The Red Cross pulled out of Benghazi, it's not safe. And yet, knowing this, the State Department still refused to give them adequate security. They said, no, just use locals. And, of course, locals may have been involved in the terror attack. Secondly, what happened that night? Because this fight went on for a while, and then there was a lull, and then it continued again, and two of those probably couldn't have saved the ambassador. You know, so two of those deaths probably could not have been avoided. But the other two deaths, the ex-Navy SEALs who were fighting for their colleagues' lives, they could have been saved, and they thought help was on the way. They were still engaging the enemy hours later. They thought help was coming. And they had even marked the area with the infrared signal so they would know signal where mortars were being fired. They marked the area so that an airstrike could take them out. And much to our dismay, the help they thought was coming never came. So that's the second component. And the third component, of course, is the attempt to invent a reason for the terrorist attack that had nothing to do with the actual reason for the terrorist attack in order to keep a campaign on track. Basically, what you had was the public affairs office at the White House and the communications office at the White House telling Americans through the voice of Susan Rice, the UN ambassador, who misled the nation and might not have even known she was misleading the nation. She was just being a good soldier for the administration, brazenly about what actually took place. So there's three reasons, and that's why this investigation underway, because the Ben Rhodes email blew out of the water the administration's cover story for why Americans were misled. They now agree that Americans were misled. They've acknowledged that for a long time. Eleanor Clift apparently did not get that memo. But the bottom line to it is that the cover story for the cover was blown when they had said, well, yes, the story was wrong, but we were just operating off of CIA talking points. And then, of course, it turns out there was a second set of talking points developed by the White House, kind of grafted on to the CIA talking points. And, of course, the White House talking points had nothing to do with what the CIA had said. So there you have it. There you have it. Eleanor Clift. Ambassador Stevens was not murdered that night. And this was just an opportunistic terror attack, and the video still played a role. You talk about people who are determined not to see the truth. I mean, you have to aggressively not only look the other way, but put your hands over your ears and say, no, 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 no. That's what's happening here. And she, by the way, she's not alone. This is how a lot of the Democrats are reacting to this. They're smart enough not to say out loud what Eleanor Clift said, but they just don't want to see that this could have merit.